Grace.
Hey, dude, I want to put my phone on do not disturb.
Because I think that's a great idea.
I just think that is how seriously I take this podcast.
I like to put mine on max volume and look at it for... I'm like always on do not disturb.
Yeah, you are.
What's that about?
I used to be.
Do you hate that?
What?
Do you hate that I'm on?
No, not at all. I used to be, but then I just found that I was checking my phone just as frequently, if not more frequently. So ultimately the buzzes now help me.
I see.
It's always coming down to screen time, isn't it?
I am getting better 1 week. The other week I go back to my old ways.
You're relapsing.
I relapse basically every week, every other week. One week I'll be down to 4 hours.
We have a cursed job. We literally do. I actually can't imagine not having to post on social media.
I know.
I can't. I don't even know what that would feel like.
I imagine it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, someday I will not have to ever again.
No, that's true. That's true.
I know that you guys are probably shocked to hear me say that.
No, but how to get a career, post on social media every single day of your life.
Yes.
The moment that your career takes off, you never have to again.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I know. Except for every once in a while, I might be tempted to just post because something crazy comes into my mind and I need to. But oh my God.
By the way, your boyfriend is struggling with the door right now.
I know. I think he's actually changing the lock. So we're trapped inside my apartment.
Oh. How are you? We haven't seen each other in a little bit.
I know. When was the last time?
2 weeks?
I think so. Yeah. It's been a minute. Wait, can I just test something really quick? I'm kind of paranoid that.
Yeah. Don't even edit that out. Don't even edit that silence out. It's good for our audience to be in
to know that, like, we're not only the creative behind this.
Right.
We're also
the audio techs.
We're the we're the production as well.
Mm-hmm.
We just
we record all of our episodes in auto-tune, yep. And then we have to edit it out.
Yes, and it's actually only one of us per week, and we have a conversation solo, and then we auto-tune the other person, our voice, to sound like. My voice will sound like Grace 1 week, and then Grace will auto-tune her voice to sound like me, so that we never have to be in the same room.
Right.
After our first episode, we got in such a big fight. And so since then, we've just been kind of doing it solo.
And the fight was about politics, by the way. So part of me is like, I'm not surprised we got in that fight.
Yeah.
We have really different core values politically. We voted opposite for every single election for the past 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
So... you know, it's a give and take. You know, they say that a lot of, you know, they say Amy Poehler and Tina Fey have never, I heard on Des Moines, they said that they've never even been in each other's homes.
I know.
And we also have never been in each other's homes.
And refuse
to. We've never had to. We have a professional studio.
Yeah. I mean, I'm evangelical Christian, you know, da 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 da. So it's just not going to work. But
mm-hmm. And I'm a gay guy. So, yeah. So Joe can't even.
Oh, man. You know, it is crazy to me that statistic. That statistic from Des Moines.
Des Moines and her damn statistics.
That statistic that Des Moines posted about Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
I know. It was interesting to me.
I'm like, but I'm also kind of like, good for them.
I, for the record, trust every single thing that Des Moines has ever said.
I mean, why not?
Personally.
It's kind of like the Bible where it's like, if you want to believe it and it helps you, do it.
Yeah, it's actually like not. It's actually crazier to believe the Bible than to believe than to believe Des Moines. So that's where we are, guys, in the world.
Yeah, no offense. Trust me, we both love the Bible and the whole thing that it did.
It's the only book I've read cover to cover.
We love the Bible. Oh my God, we are obsessed with the lore of it.
Yeah.
Did you have to read the Bible in school? By the way, guys. Grace went to an ultra Catholic school.
I went to the most ultra Catholic school with ultra Catholic alumni, Kim Kardashian.
Like Kim Kardashian.
Famous Catholic. Kim Kardashian and Olivia Jade of Lori Loughlin's daughter, who.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, the college scandal. Anyways, I think we read the Bible, but I don't recall. And, you know, again, I'm just going to kind of say it's an LA school. How religious could it really get?
I know. LA, you're not going to get religious schooling until you go into like Orange County.
Right.
And like the outer areas. Right. There it gets like, oh, religious.
Right. Like
religious.
We didn't have like nuns. Like there actually might have been, but she also, I don't know if she was a nun or if she was an old woman, to be completely honest.
Yeah. She was probably she just an old woman. She was an old woman and everyone's like, oh my God, that nun.
Right.
She probably was a nun.
I don't know though.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about her. She wasn't memorable.
She didn't
make a mark.
What was your mascot? The nuns?
The sailors.
Oh, okay. That would have been... Maybe she was the...
good girls. Wait, okay, so
yeah,
eclipse was this week.
Yeah, I saw... Well, yeah. I, saw, quote unquote, saw the eclipse. We, like, I feel so pissed off because we planned, like, weeks in advance to be, like...
You've been telling me about this, like, 2 months ago, I think.
We had, like, an Airbnb, like, on the path that was, like, a little bit outside. We, like, did all this research to make it possible. And then, like, 2 days before, we find out that it's going to be, like, cloudy as fuck. The day before and the day after, beautiful, perfect, vivid, clear skies. And even later in the day after the eclipse, it was, like... perfect blue sky with like not like still a little cloudy but like the beautiful kind of clouds where you can still see the sun and it's like insanely magnificent looking. I mean, we did see like the pitch black totality.
It did get pitch black.
Yeah. Whoa. And it was crazy. I mean, that I can't, like,
that's cool, but I guess if you can't look, if you can't see it, it's like less cool.
No, it was really a bummer. There were two moments where the sun peeked out through the clouds, and we did, and it made me go like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. It was, I really can't, like, it is insane.
It was, I'm gonna say, 60 times cooler than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was. It was so,
my jaw was agape.
Yes.
My wig was off. Is that a phrase?
Yes.
Thank you, gay guy.
You're the gay guy here.
It was so much cooler than I thought.
I know. I really loved it.
I say we do it every year.
No, I really was like, also I kept the next day being like, I can't believe it's so nice out. I can't believe it's so nice out.
Yeah.
Well, this is God just saying I need to go to Spain.
Right. The way your grandkids are going to have to hear about how cloudy it was on the eclipse.
Well, I'm going to go to Spain now. I'm going to have to go to Spain to see
what year is it?
2026.
Oh my God.
It's going through Iceland and Spain and Algeria.
Damn. Totality.
So I'm better. I'm loading up Duolingo as we speak.
España.
Boy.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so excited for you.
I know. But I really, too. I'm so bummed because my friends who like didn't do any pre-planning at all were like, yeah, let's just drive to Burlington. And then they saw like the most beautiful eclipse ever.
Yeah.
And I was like.
I know. It's funny. I was in Burlington like 3 days prior. So I
could have
stayed.
Where did you see it? Did you see it?
I saw it from 52nd Street.
Whoa.
I was at work. But like they had eclipse glasses for us and like everyone went outside and like it was really cute.
Did it get dark?
It got like gloomy.
Gloomy, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't get dark. But it was like I saw the full, like I saw, like it was so cool seeing it through the glasses. I couldn't believe how dark the glasses were. I thought it was going to be total bullshit. And I was blown away.
Yeah, I definitely spent a lot of time staring directly at the sun.
Yeah.
Which I
I did that evening kind of was like, oopsie daisy, my eyes are a little bit wearisome.
You know what it is?
Worrisome. Let's move on.
Yeah. I think it, you know what it is? It's the back of your eye like getting cooked, which is cool, which is perfect.
Like seared ahi tuna.
Exactly. Like crispy rice. Yeah, so that's what that is. But I did wear the glasses, but honestly, I didn't need to because there was so much cloud. There was so much cloud cover.
That makes me sad.
But the experience of it becoming gradually like darker. it was gloomy for a while, and then it got like it got pitch black, except all around on the perimeter was this vivid bright like orange sunset everywhere. But you know what's so sad? We were in the middle of this like farm field, and there was like I would say just the workers like continuing like having to work through the whole fucking eclipse, and there was a truck that was driving through. And for the whole period of the totality, it like missed its turn. So behind us, there was this like 18-wheeler. Like, literally during the whole like eclipse, there was an 18-wheeler behind us, like backing up, like beep beep.
Fuck.
Beep. But then in my mind, I was like, you know what? this guy deserves to experience the totality a little bit. But he was just doing his job.
I'm sad for people that couldn't get to see it.
Yeah.
I'm sure millions and millions and millions of people. It was very cool. And I hope that everyone's eyes are okay. I worry for some people who maybe didn't get the memo.
I know. And then are blind right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a cool thing to see is the last thing you see.
Right. Fuck.
I think it'd be cool.
That or like tits would be my dream.
dude. Yes. Or balls. No homo.
No homo. What else did you do in New York?
We did a lot. I was like hiking all the time. We were like going to all these beautiful like state parks. New York State's like so pretty.
I know, it really is.
There's a million waterfalls.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about New York State and the like, you know, the earth underneath the state and why it looks the way it does.
Oh, tell me.
Can you say the same?
No.
Yeah. So basically, New York State and Africa once jutted up against each other, and that's why there's like all this like slate.
What?
Yeah, like back when it was Pangea, New York State was like up against like where.
Yeah. Like, I think my parents were alive during that. Boom! Fucking roasted, mom.
Your parents
and dad.
Like stop listening to the podcast. They're like, Grace, enough.
They send me a cease and desist.
They're pissed. They sue you. Yeah, it was cool. It was really pretty. It was beautiful, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. How long were you gone?
It's like 3 days. Fun, but it felt like forever.
I bet it did.
Wait, so have I seen you since you were on like the road?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I went to Vermont and Burlington, Vermont and Boston, Massachusetts. So basically I drove up to Boston, Massachusetts for work, to very, very real work trip to see the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Yes.
And saw her, completely life changing. It was literally so beautiful. First of all, I never want to see a concert in New York City again. It was so, the lines were short.
Really?
Everyone was walking slowly. No one was pushing. No one was shoving. Yeah. It was incredible. Olivia was amazing. Chapel Roan is so good. Mm. And had the worst seats in the house. Couldn't have complained for a second.
Wow.
Had so much fun.
Oh my God.
Sat next to a dad who sat the whole time. That was amazing.
He sat down the whole time. Mm-hmm. You were
standing.
Gave
me more room to dance.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Were you like, come on, stand up, live a little.
I was like, do you have a what? I don't see a ring. Get up here. His 13-year-old daughter literally crying next to him. It was adorable.
Oh my God. Wait. That's so far. Can you imagine being a parent? Anyway,
I know. So then I drove to Burlington, rented a car, drove to Burlington, and did a show there. Amazing show there. Love that Vermont Comedy Club. Great place. Mm. Great audience. Then I would kind of, after the show, was telling people, yeah, I'm driving back to Boston tomorrow. And they were like, what? There's a snowstorm. And I was like, no prob. That's going to be a beautiful drive.
Oh,
45 minutes into the drive, the wheels on my car turn into ice skates. I completely slide off into the middle section of a highway and am completely like, what's the opposite of parallel?
Perpendicular
to the road in this ditch.
In the median?
Yeah, in the median. And had to call a tow truck, feared for my life. I thought another car was going to come right into me. Had my seatbelt on, holding my suitcase, my duffel bag. And yeah, just had to wait 45 minutes for a tow truck. Tow truck came. The tow truck guy said, I said, how are my wheels, by the way? And they said, completely unfit to drive in the snow. I said, would you drive to Boston? And they said, I sure wouldn't.
So I
had to cancel my shows. They said if you wanted to drive to Boston, we would recommend driving 35 miles per hour. So that would have taken me 8 hours.
Oh,
and I would have been scared for my life.
Yeah, the whole time.
So I stayed in a little town. Sorry, I'm kind of going on a rant.
No, I want to know.
I stayed in a little town that I thought was called Barre, B-A-R-R-E. Turns out it's called Barry. And I was told the next day that it's actually nicknamed Scary Barry.
Oh, good.
All the restaurants were closed because of the snowstorm. I had dinner. I had 2 protein bars and a protein shake from Walgreens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. Stayed in a B&B by these 2 gay guys who actually wanted to kill me.
Really?
I was having trouble opening my door, and he was like, I walked downstairs and was like, can I get help with my door? He was like, it works. Why don't you go back up there, try it again? And if it doesn't, then you can let me know. I tried it again. It didn't work. So I had to go back down, and then he made it work, obviously, instantly.
And then he made you feel worse.
Yeah, of course. Gay guys are always doing that.
Dude, gay guys need to fucking quit it.
Get a grip.
Whoa.
Anyways, yeah, so then I had to drive back to Burlington the next day. I just didn't think I could make it to Boston. It was too scary. Drove back to Burlington at 35 miles per hour, of course. Took me an hour and a half. And with my hazards on the whole way, made it to the Burlington airport. Was going to be landing back in New York at like 1. Earthquake happened in New York. My flight was delayed 9 hours.
Oh,
finally made it back.
God.
And you know what? I had a great weekend, so I can't complain.
Wow. I can't believe that that happened and that I were in a place called Barrie.
Yeah.
Like getting buried alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me about
it. You have a very good attitude. I will say that.
I will say the biggest thing I learned is that in emergency, I'm actually really calm. Yeah. Like I didn't freak out at all. My body was shaking.
Yeah.
But I was like on the phone with 911 to get a tow truck, like on the phone with my parents, like so just chill. Afterwards, I was like, maybe 2 hours later, I was like, that was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me.
I know.
I really am like genuinely lucky that I fell into a median and not off a cliff.
I know.
Or into a tree.
Dude.
I know. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. That's why I'm always like, take a helicopter, dude.
I know. Helicopters are so much safer.
So much safer.
I just am like, yeah. So I learned my lesson.
Whoa.
My helipad will, I think they're installing it on my roof today.
What is it called? Uber slash or whatever?
I don't know, but that's crazy that that exists.
Yeah, that's too much. Anyway, that is incredible and I'm really glad you're safe.
Me too. So now my Boston shows are rescheduled. I'm happy they're rescheduled, but of course I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
But
also like a snowstorm in April?
I know.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. And everyone was like, why are you driving? People were like, you shouldn't, like, no one's driving.
What would they have suggested? Take a train?
Well, the trains were canceled and the flights were canceled.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't know that. Like, I kind of just, got on the road, like, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, because that was the plan.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I learned a lesson about touring. I learned that you can actually lose so much money.
Yeah.
That's always a good lesson to learn.
Wow, I love when that is the way to learn a lesson.
I assumed money grew on trees. Yeah. It really did. It does not.
It's cool how losing money can be such a lesson you learn time and time again.
Especially at a time where I'm kind of needing money so bad to live. That is crazy.
It is awesome that that is the main way to learn a lesson nowadays.
So that's that.
Yeah.
Happy to be back in New York for a little bit. And
then you're going to LA, right?
Yeah.
How long are you gone?
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. But
wow.
Besides that, life is good. Yeah,
it's getting to be spring. Do you see these flowers here?
I need flowers so bad. Those are beautiful. What are those?
These we found on the side of the road. These are forsythia, and they're flowering all over, and you can see them all over like New York State and also all over,
whoa,
I think the tri-state region. And they grow in these huge bright yellow big bushes, and then randomly last night I was on TikTok, I found out these are edible. You can eat this and it tastes like arugula.
Oh my God.
And I would
put it on a salad.
I would eat this, but we picked this from a gas station and my boyfriend found a dead raccoon right underneath where we picked it, so I don't think we will.
Absolutely.
I think this is more going to be decorative.
Yeah. It's crazy when you realize New York is dirty.
Dirty, dirty,
typically,
dirty.
I think of the city as one of the cleanest places in the world.
Nope.
It's so strange.
Actually, one of the most dirty.
So strange.
Dirtiest places in the world, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, isn't that pretty?
Wow, that's very pretty. I need flowers. Now I have my apartment kind of rearranged. It's feeling more like me.
Good.
And I need flowers. Because I have my big three snake plants.
Yeah.
But I need flowers.
You used to have a lot of flowers, remember?
I usually have flowers. I usually buy flowers weekly. Oh, or week, every God. 10 days.
That is so cute.
I know. I'm a freaking girl.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's not. And I celebrate that.
I know you do.
And I'm a girl too, by
You've
the way.
You've told me that.
That's look, evidence right there.
Exactly.
So that's okay.
So anyways, I'm glad that we're back to recording.
We're back to recording. We're doing our thing. I hope you guys are happy that we've been through. I went through the eclipse. Grace went through something not quite as harrowing. mine was a little more life-threatening.
Definitely.
Just psychologically.
Right.
But we're back.
We're back. We're better.
We're so much better.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, have you learned how to be a better driver? Did you learn anything about Swiss?
That's the thing it's true I did not grow up driving in snow.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's okay.
But I do know, basic defensive driving, well as like, I didn't step on the brake. This is the thing. I didn't step on the brake or step on the gas. I knew only to turn my wheel.
Yes.
And it didn't matter. My wheel was all the way turned to the right and I fully went in a circle. Your car was just doing its own
thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So there was no like,
I went in a circle the opposite way. Oh so my God. I have a photo of my, of the tires that were on the car. I can show you. It is like, they're completely smooth. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You need like, the ones with the ridges. They don't even feel like,
yeah.
Was there anyone else on the road? Probably very few people.
Yeah, right? there were but big trucks.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought, that's why I thought I was going to die.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I had a really nice time with the tow truck guys. I asked for their names. They were hesitant to give me their names. They really were like, Jeff. I shook their hands. They didn't want to shake my hand.
Oh my God.
I basically wanted to marry them.
Wow. Why do you think they were so scared?
I don't know. They no to, one asks them.
Probably because they listened to this podcast and they were starstruck.
Yeah, they were. They somehow had unreleased merch of ours.
They were like, they were like, by the way, if you want like a merch design, here's a tee we made.
You know something funny I did though? Right after my crash, I bought a pack of cigarettes and I had a cigarette.
Oh my God.
I had a cigarette Grace's in the snow.
Parents, don't listen
I had
to
a
that.
Cigarette in the snow and I was like, this is exactly why cigarettes were made.
I wanted a cigarette recently.
Really?
I did, even though I quit and I don't want them. But then I saw a cigarette being smoked and I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm about to hit a year, no e-cig.
That is so incredible.
Yeah.
After a year, you're kind of done. You're done.
I'm not going back.
I do wish that they made something I could put in my mouth and suck like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm having something bad happen to me where I'm like buying Zyn at the bodega.
What? No. That's bad.
I know.
I just found out what Zyn is, kind of, because I went to a sandwich shop that sold Zyn in the middle of nowhere in New York.
Well,
they
that
sold
sounds
literally
amazing to me.
All they sold was hoagies and Zyn.
That's all it was boy like, needs.
I was like,
man's
gonna,
best friend right there.
I'm like it here, I think.
Yeah.
It was so cute, actually. But wait, so you put that in your thing? Or
yeah,
what?
Just once every other day or something. Whoa. It's not. I'm not proud of it. By the way, I'm lying when I say once every other day.
Wait, are you doing this every day?
No, it's only been about 3 days, Joe.
No, Grace, you have to stop.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Okay. This is.
I'm just having
this is
fun.
Why.
And okay, you have I to think understand really I'm bad. Not doing any other drugs right now.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
So
if it's the
kind
only
of,
drug.
It's the only drug I'm doing, and
does it feel good?
Like I don't even know.
Wait,
this
what
is the
it?
Problem with addictive personalities. Is I'm like I'll literally try anything.
So where do you get it?
That's not gonna give me a destructive lifestyle.
Where do you get it?
At a corner store, at a smoke shop.
But it is a destructive lifestyle, I think. Right?
Why? What's it destroying? Perhaps
your
my gums.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
It's and funny to be using Crest whitening strips at the same time that I'm zinning. I'm like, my teeth are going to be actually fall out of my mouth.
You do one half of the mouth, one half of the mouth, kind of like sweet and sour a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. I think, you know what? I'm kind of coming around. I think it's okay if you want to zin.
What if we get a Zyn sponsorship? Would you do it?
I keep getting these like companies that want to send me shit that I like will never. It's like we're the only THC infused like soda and lotion company, and I'm like I can't like. I got, and then I also got like a bunch of nicotine.
Like the carbonation feels great on your legs.
Literally, it's like so weird. It's like I get all this THC stuff, free THC stuff, free nicotine stuff, and I'm like, I can't, I don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't send me anything.
Fun.
I need to like rebrand so that people, I get the like right stuff.
Yeah, you need to just like be doing shrooms live on your Instagram.
I know. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Wait, that's so interesting that you do Zyn. I'm still kind of
I'm not,
hung up
guys,
on it.
I'm not. It's been it's been 6 days.
Okay.
Basically, I can't explain why. It just happened to me.
I get it.
There's not an explanation. I'm just like, I literally am like,
now
it just
makes sense that you were like, for some reason I craved a cigarette.
Well, this was, I guess it technically was before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's okay. I think honestly, smoking is the worst way to do it.
Yep.
and this is just gonna be a little phase.
It's just temporary.
It's temporary. Does it,
I haven't. I am saying this live on my podcast. I can't do it forever.
No, and that's accountability.
It's accountability.
100%. What I want to know is, I want to know blow by blow, moment by moment, what it feels like to put it in your mouth. What feels good about it? Because I don't think I'll ever do it.
When you put it in your mouth, you feel like you own a fucking farm.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, I'm pretty sure that the first people I ever saw do it were Kayla Presley and Theo Von. So, like, that's, like, where my lifestyle is coming from right now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like one of the boys.
Yeah, 100%.
And, yeah, you just put it in your mouth and you keep it in your mouth. It reminds me of my baseball days a little
bit. Yeah.
Having some sunflower seeds in my mouth.
I see.
I can't tell you. I'm just kind of enjoying the buzz that isn't going to make me drunkenly fall into the street and get hit by a car or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Thanks.
And does it taste like anything?
So the flavor I buy, you're going to love this.
Okay.
The flavor I buy, Joe, is called Chill.
No. So does it kind of like mellow you out or whatever?
Well, I'm just like, it's kind of funny, like, doing it. I'm like, wait, I actually have a problem with nicotine. Like, I have for like, it's like been 10 years now that I have had some sort of nicotine in my life.
I know.
But I've gotten rid of the worst two.
Yeah.
Besides my cigarette this weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't IDGAF.
Yeah. Well, I told you what my doctor told me about when I told him I like had 3 cigarettes a day or what? 4 cigarettes a day when I was smoking.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you're basically a non-smoker. I was like, you're a doctor.
That's genius. I like doctors like that.
I like when doctors like don't follow what they learned in school.
Didn't I tell you that my parents' cardiologist said they don't have to drink water?
That's right. Yeah. Same. They went to the same school where it's like badass.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I want to say this.
Okay.
But I will say it. This one time, great. I got an STI.
Okay.
Is that okay, mom and dad?
And it's hard to do when you're a virgin, by the way.
I know. Well, it was immaculate, which makes it even better. But I had this doctor at the time who was like this really cool Williamsburg doctor. And it was like in a pediatric clinic, but I was like seemingly her only adult patient or something. And she would only wear Doc Martens and she was so cool. And this is the only time I've ever gotten an STI. And she was like, I was like, I think I have an STI. I was like all ashamed. And she looked at me dead in the eye and she said, you know, that's okay, right? This kind of thing happens. This
kind of thing happens. And it's everybody gets some sort of sexually transmitted something.
Something. Love is a sexually transmitted something.
It sure is, especially when it's gay.
Yes, definitely.
So say that.
So then she just shot my butt with a little thing, ooh, which was easy, by the way.
Yeah.
She put a little shot, gave me a shot, and it was done. And then fabulous. She was like, she patted my back and was like, you're good.
Yeah.
It was so great. It made me feel so good. And I went right back to having risky sex again.
It's actually riskier now.
Yes, exactly.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool.
Don't worry, guys. I cover myself in a dental dam everywhere I go.
Wait, can I? Well, we can cut this out if you don't want to answer this. But have you ever used a dental dam?
No, I used it like as a joke with someone in college because we like got them for free and then we like were hooking up. So we pulled it out. And it's like, I mean, it's just like the least sexy thing you really
could ever. It's basically like a fruit roll up, right?
It's literally a fruit roll up. You're a genius. Yeah.
That's like the first thing that comes to
mind. Yeah, it's like square and you just put it over.
How big is it?
The area. I'm going to say it's 12 by 12.
So it's like a mouse pad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
bigger, but yeah.
A big mouse pad.
A big mouse 12 pad.
12 by pad is big. That's 12 by 12 is big.
Oh, some vagina size. You should see some of the vaginas, Joe. They're huge.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Anyway.
Wait, so should we talk about our topic? I don't know
where we are.
We're 28 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing topic today. Yeah. One of my favorite things in the world.
Our topic today is Tupperware. And I'm kind of glad we were talking about dental dams before. Because it's kind of, I feel like dental dams are very similar.
You could use a dental dam to wrap up a half banana. You could use a dental dam. You could probably put some Jello in a dental dam, keep it in your fridge.
To cover up a cut open banana bread.
Oh my God, if you don't finish maybe your teriyaki bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
Use a dental dam to cover the bowl.
Oh, honestly, you're giving me some ideas. I'm kind of liking. I do love Tupperware.
Me too.
I do feel kind of like when, do you know how Tupperware, we talked about Tupperware for like recently.
Yes, briefly, yeah.
Because you went to that grocery store and it was like $10,000.
Yeah, fuck my life.
Sometimes I do see Tupperware that's like, this is a 3-piece Tupperware set and it's $48. And I'm like, I look at that and I think, there must be something about that Tupperware that makes it really good and I want it.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
Even though the Tupperware that I use most often is like the 2-cent kind that's like you get from an Indian restaurant when they give you to-go food.
Which I do love when I'm feeling like a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
But I'm team glass Tupperware through and through.
Well, it's better for you, right? Because of the microplastics, which, by the way...
I would just want to say I'm not anti-microplastic. I find them in other ways.
Yes.
Trust me.
I am digesting
microplastics just as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
When it comes to my Tupperware, I keep it glass.
I like glass Tupperware. You know, after my big breakup, this is something I did. I was like, you might be feeling this a little bit too. I was like, my life's going to be completely different. I'm going to have different patterns, different rituals. And so I had this, I found someone selling 40 pieces of glass Tupperware that was like compartmentalized so that you could do like meal prepping. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is going to be my whole thing. I'm going to be meal prepping like crazy now that I'm single. And I bought all of this. And then I had, I would say, half of my kitchen full of this glass meal prep daily, like compartmentalized glass Tupperware.
Yeah.
I used it twice, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. Well, that is kind of the curse of a breakup, is you find those stupid things.
Yes.
But I will say I'm actually not doing that right now because, honestly, the Zin is the worst thing that I'm dealing with.
I feel like the Zin is not as bad as what I did with glass Tupperware.
I would agree completely. And technically, my Zin comes in a little Tupperware.
Yeah. You can easily keep like a little bit of a sauce in there.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Okay, so do you still have that Tupperware?
I do, though I gave it to my mom.
Oh, God, I bet she loves it.
So she...
God, you're the best son ever.
The thing is, my mom, we go... My mom's Tupperware drawer, you'd open your eyes and go, how is this possible? What is going on here?
I can picture it perfectly.
It's like a crime scene. And I'm sick. It is a crime scene, what happens in there. And so I thought, let's get rid of this. She looks, honestly, my mom is the kind of person that if she did use Zin, she would use that as a Tupperware. That's what it looks like in there.
Because she's just like, it's like things that are from takeout 10 years ago.
Takeout 10 years ago. And then like an ice cream container. It's like, this is a Ben and Jerry's. Like, what's this doing in here? You know what I mean? It's like
she's like putting spaghetti in a milk carton.
Literally. Yeah. She's like a gallon milk carton. Like it is. And bless her heart, she's saving the environment. She also is the kind of person that has like a gallon Ziploc bag full of like ketchup packets and mustard packets from like takeout from 10 years ago. She's like, I need that. I really need that. I go through and I throw them away. Love you, mom. But really, we need to prevent that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's what her Tupperware drawer is. So I kind of cleared that out and I gave her all this glass Tupperware.
Wow.
That is beautiful and good. And now she doesn't need to have like a, Chobani to-go container holding a like piece of chicken, you know?
There's this one ice cream that like is literally a good Tupperware. It is...
Talenti.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew exactly what you were talking about. That's the one exception I'll say.
Right. I've seen that. That's a cute one because it twists. So I would say we're talking pretty liquid, proof.
Very liquid proof and really tight seal in that.
Yeah.
And it's hard plastic.
And adorable.
It's adorable. I love that name.
Talenti.
It's almost like...
Talenti Baker.
Now we're talking. I just saw the future. My baby.
I've been seeing it for you.
My beautiful Italian girl. Talenti is the funniest name.
Talenti.
Because it has talent in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there. I'll
That's
what back.
When I'm on set, I have people call me that.
Talenti. Talenti Kulenschmidt.
Where's the talenti?
We should talk about gelato at some point, but not right
That's
now.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
Tupperware.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you guys are working with Tupperware you're unhappy with, you need to go to IKEA. Their Tupperware, yes. their glass Tupperware is incredible. You couldn't fucking believe the prices.
Yeah.
I never, you guys, get rid of your clear plastic Tupperware with the purple top. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
It needs to go. These prices, they're unbeatable.
I know.
And the best part of Tupperware like this is that you can heat your food back up in it. That's why I like the glass Tupperware.
Because you don't have to worry about it melting. Yeah,
and because I can freeze it and it doesn't feel like I'm like doing something insane.
Yes, yeah.
And
I will say it's kind of thicker. It's harder to stack. It's harder to store.
No, stacking is fine.
Really?
Yes. They stack on top of each other.
Okay.
But the one problem I come to, which I have not really personally had to deal with, but perhaps old lover of mine dealt with, is that it fits in a backpack and it's glass. I'm personally was just horrified it would shatter.
Right.
It never did. It never did.
That glass like that is actually really sturdy.
Yeah.
It's thick. It can fall.
No, it's so thick. It's thicker than the glass that I had on my dining table.
Yeah, that'll break. That'll break.
No, I had the guys make sure it wouldn't.
Okay.
Never mind. I custom ordered this glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
If anyone needs a glass countertop.
Grace, I'm finding out more and more about you every time.
No, actually, I had so much. I felt like a sexual being ordering a custom glass countertop. Topper?
Yeah.
So much so that I can't wait to do it again.
Wait, I want a glass topper for that.
That would be incredible because then you just, I mean, you have a great dining table that would wipe off easily anyway because it's glossy, but it changed my life.
To have the glass top.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What's actually wrong with this table is that it looks glossy, but there's something wrong with the finish where it's perpetually sticky, which is the perfect feeling that you have to sit down to a meal.
When a surface is sticky, I want to stay there forever.
I'm like, time for me to eat off of that. wait, I just thought of something. Did you ever have you ever seen sushi on a live model?
I've seen but where have I seen that? I don't know, a photo?
That's next level Tupperware. I've never seen it, but I've seen it on.
Oh, well, I have something to say.
Yeah.
I just watched Jackass 4.5.
Oh. Wait, did we talk about this?
I told you that I watched it.
Yes.
And
You said it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And I don't know what it was. I guess it was the documentary about the fourth one.
Right,
I have no idea.
Honestly, the movie
came to me. Okay? The movie came to me. Mm. I didn't seek it. Anyways, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And There's one scene that they do where they have this guy put sushi on his body and then they saran wrap him and make him exercise so that technically it would cook the meat. Did I tell you about this one specifically?
No.
He was throwing up and then the whole thing was they would break open a part and take chopsticks and take out this sashimi from under his fucking boob and eat it. Anyways, he was throwing up while it was happening. The people eating it were throwing up. The crew were throwing up. That's how disgusting it was.
That is really, really, really funny. I think that's so gross.
It was I really can't even begin to think about trying it.
I would never. How much money? By the way, this is my new favorite game that we should start playing. How much money? That's the game. And it's literally... me saying, how much money would it take?
Oh, would it take me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're asking, let's say, how much money would it take me to eat one piece of sashimi off of this exercised body?
Well, I want to know how much for sashimi and I want to know how much for sushi. I think they might be different prices.
I don't know which one's worse to me.
Sashimi. Actually, no. No, because the rice...
The rice being warm would maybe freak me out.
Yeah. I know for me.
I have the bite in my mouth and I'm like, ooch. I think for
me.
But it's
fast. With the sashimi, you just swallow it. You know what I mean? And then chase it with a Pepto-Bismol.
I mean, I just have to have one piece of sashimi.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit tight for cash. Right now.
No, I'm how low can I go? You know?
I'm 5K.
Whoa, that's high.
Oh, you thought
I
that
was
going to
be 500.
I don't think I could do it for 500.
Really? Yeah. Are you okay? 500 cash right in front of you, no tax.
But is my team getting a percentage?
You get an email from your manager like, Grace, what you said on the podcast? I bet we're gonna add 10% to that.
$500.
Too low.
I wouldn't do it right now. Sorry.
For me, 500 is like really pushing it. I don't think I would do it for five. Though I'm like,
I want to do it for 20.
The thing is, I know. Literally, like I want my low to be 25. That's how I know I'm doing well. If I'll eat the rotten body odor sashimi for 25,000, right now, 500. The thing for me, the secret about me is that I eat basically whatever I want, and I don't care about consequences.
Right.
So I would probably do it for 500 or 600.
Yeah.
But we can find something where I'll go a little bit higher.
Yeah, I think we should negotiate. As your agent, I think we need to negotiate.
Yeah, we can get a higher price.
I don't want you doing this for that low. I think, yeah, I'm going to do it for, I mean, like, maybe I'd do it for 3K, but I want to do it for, I think I have to stay with 5K. Now, what dollar would you be excited?
To do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a better question. I love this. Okay. I would do it. I mean, honestly, like 10K.
Yeah.
10 at 10. It's like, I'll eat the whole platter, you know, I'll like make a meal of it for 10K.
It might like ruin your life.
How?
I don't know.
I would like, just part shit of me and just, puke.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, part of me feels like it could have been traumatic for the people.
I mean, I really do think that is disgusting. Like, not many things have made me like gag or puke.
Yeah.
Except for when I saw like Two Girls, One Cup, like first time when I was like 16 or 15, I almost puked. So that experience, I'm like underestimating it because I just don't ever puke. I never feel that nausea ever. So if I did experience that, that would definitely be brutal. And also, you saw it physically. I didn't. So yeah. I'm kind of imagining
that. I'll send you the clip.
Yeah, my price might go up with the second I see the clip. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I watch a lot of reality TV that does like gross eating stuff. Yeah, like on Survivor, they kind of do that. And
they used to do
that
on Fear Factor, remember?
Yeah. Oh my God. Fear Factor. But also they do it on MTV's The Challenge. And this was the Jackass was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
I was like, oh, I would eat a pig eyeball over the sushi.
Really? You would drink like cow bile?
Ugh, the drinking is almost harder for me.
I know, because there's more. You know what I mean? And you also taste every ounce. It's like, it's really gross, the drinking.
And just how... Wait, sorry. I like, actually almost threw up.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
I just thought about how chunky something could be. Like, I'm just like, I know. Oh. Like thick malted intestine milk.
That's the worst, where it's like, oh, that really, okay, that gave me a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry,
it's,
guys.
Those are some of my favorite episodes on MTV's The Challenge, where it's like just seeing all these like 10 hot people projectile vomiting is like hilarious to me. And like the host, TJ Lavin, he's cracking up, it gives me a lust for life.
Yeah, that is definitely when my whole family would gather around and watch Fear Factor back in 2004.
Yeah.
That was definitely a similar experience.
You want to know something cool?
Yeah.
I went to middle school with the creator's daughter.
You're kidding. I bet she was like a fucking celebrity.
Yeah, she was a badass.
That show.
Genuinely.
There are things from that show I promise you, never forget. Even at like end stage dementia later in my life. Like the challenge where they have to go inside a tube of water and hold their breath.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That to me, I don't think I could do it. A guy did it on that show for 4.5 minutes. Isn't that crazy?
What did they win? Like, what was the
I think
big
they
prize?
Won literally. Like, talk about how much it would cost. They won like $20,000. It was like nothing.
But with inflation, that would be $4.2 million now.
Yeah, exactly. It was like so low. I remember it being like so low.
What time is it, by the way?
Right now, it is
12. I mean, sorry, of how long we've been recording.
Oh, God. We've been recording for 43 minutes, so we're approaching.
Okay, well, I have a historical Tupperware thing.
Yeah,
but I'm going to save
that.
It for the
Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll do like a minute and a half.
And then Joe and I will do what we always do on the Patreon. We tell our social security numbers. Yep. We get
completely naked and describe each other's bodies
in really brutal ways.
Really,
by
yeah,
the way.
Critical.
We're
yeah.
coming at each other's throats.
Yeah, we'll do that on the Patreon. I do want to get into the history of it because it is like
It's kind of cool.
It is cool. Yeah. Like the like, Tupperware
also,
parties
and love,
shit.
I love the idea of like a Neanderthal being, is that the correct term?
I don't
it
know.
It sounded almost slur. Like a slur coming yeah. out of my mouth.
I don't, I think it is correct.
Okay.
I think it's bad when you describe someone today as a Neanderthal,
well,
but
that I ain't doing.
Yeah.
But, okay. Like thinking of a Neanderthal, like eating like a peach and then being like, oh, I wish I had something to put this in.
Yeah.
That's kind of adorable.
It is. They did other things back then.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. And if you want to support us, we really, really appreciate that and mm-hmm. love all of our followers. And
I know
also,
we said that we would eat sushi off of a guy's body for, you know, $500, but we're actually both really tight for cash right yeah, now. So maybe subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. We were really, I would do something like eating sushi off of a guy's body
mm-hmm.
For $5 a month. So let's celebrate that.
You think if we said on the Patreon, like if we told everyone, like Joe and I are actually going to get shirtless and eat sushi off each other, like... How many more subscribers do you think we could get?
What if we did that like as a big push to be like, let's get subscribers, guys? And then it ends up getting, we got like 15, we got like 10 subscribers.
That's what
total.
I fear. That's what I fear. And it would be like, but the unfortunately, like I would do it. I would go full tits out for the Patreon.
I would too.
Why not? They're
I
just
mean,
boobs.
Yeah. Well, as the Patreon grows, maybe.
My team and my family are like,
what
the
are you
fuck?
Talking about? Yeah. We also have a $100 tier on the Patreon.
And yeah,
not a soul. Not
weird,
a soul.
No one's doing. Weird that thousands of people aren't doing that.
Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you do want to support us, we'd love it. And you can find us on Patreon. Bye.
Bye.